I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is our last hour of the week, and what a week it's been. We will do a Grandy's Grades. We will do the pick, okay? Fade the Dibbers is coming up later on this hour. He's going to pick the Sunday night football game. I haven't even looked at that number. Buffalo is hosting New England? Is New England at Buffalo?
New England's at Buffalo.
New England's at Buffalo. I don't even know the number. What's the number?
I had it at 8.5 earlier in the week.
Is it that big?
That's where I saw it earlier in the week.
Oh, that's a triggering number after last night.
You're not kidding.
8.5.
I'll find the official. We're FanDuel, right, is what we go with?
That's what we go with for the pick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's 8.5.
Okay.
And a half.
All right.
Okay. And the pick is in.
That's a big number. All right. Let's go to, thanks. Let's go to Eli in Riverside. Hi, Eli. Thank you for the call.
Hello, brother. How's it going out there, man?
We're good, man. How about you?
Good, good. Thank you. I was at that game last night, and wow,
hey.
Man, wow. That electric feel that Levi South had was, man, it's nothing I've ever experienced. It's probably the best game I've ever been to.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And like the word we get on SoFi is that it's incredible, and obviously a Niner Ram game is probably when it's at its best.
Oh, yep, easily. It's like every year somehow the games get closer, they get more competitive, but I mean it's what makes a great game in terms of going to every single year, and that's exactly why we do it every single year.
Fantastic,
you go
Eli.
You every single year, Eli? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so here in Riverside, it's like an hour drive from Los Angeles. So ever since the Rams came out here, we've been doing it every year. And we were kind of doubting about going this year, but I went with my pops, my uncles, and I was like, you know what? You know, it's our tradition. Even with Purdy out, our starters out, you know, Matt Jones, he's going to be out there. You never know what can happen. So, you know, we took that chance, and wow. I mean, I'm so glad that we did. I'm so thankful that we did. The faithful was out there. We showed out, and it was a true blessing.
Eli, good for
right
you,
on,
man.
Eli.
Hell of a night. I love Eli. Thanks. I love that Eli says this is an hour drive from Riverside.
Was it 8 miles?
To go to the games. No, it's not. It's not 8 miles. The funny thing is everything down there is an hour drive, unless it's two. Because I was going to ask him, like, so Eli, is an hour from Riverside to Inglewood. What's the time from the freeway off ramp to the parking lot? Also an hour.
Yeah, no doubt.
If not more.
Well, we know what that's like at Levi's where it can
oh,
be.
Oh, God.
you know, from here to Levi's is an hour if you catch it right. And then from the off ramp to the parking lot, it's another hour.
2 hours.
Yeah. And I'm glad he said that, like one of the greatest games ever, because I was just going through the Shanahan best games ever and where this ranks regular season. And I've got five listed, and this is in the top five.
Ooh, I'd like to hear those.
You've got last night, and it's funny that all five are on the road.
Well, yeah, okay.
They beat Vegas. You were there.
Ooh, you get music.
It was January 1st,
Dan Dibley's
2023.
Top five, Kyle Shanahan regular season victories.
Number five.
Well, I want to say last night, week five, you go to SoFi, you win in overtime with a bunch of backups. That makes the list. It comes in at number five, maybe not as impactful in the overall scheme, but fresh on the mind and memorable.
Number four.
Number four.
You were there, Mark Willard.
Oh.
January 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
You brought your girlfriend. It won't last.
She was then.
Turned out to be your wife. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Sustainability, Dibs.
Yeah, and this was sustainable as well. Brock Purdy did something he'd never done before. Came from behind in the fourth quarter. They beat Vegas in overtime.
In overtime.
37-34. That is number four on my Kyle Shanahan regular season game top five.
Number three.
Not to interrupt his flow, but every time you bring up that game, I need to encourage people, go to a game in Vegas. You go get a whole host of snacks at the concession window for $13. It's absolutely incredible. Back to you.
We go to 2019 for our next two entries, and this one comes in at Number three. And it was December 8th, and they're in the bayou taking on the New Orleans Saints. And that thing kept going on and on.
Over the middle.
Kittle with the great play, with the stiff arm that's still being felt today. Niners win 48-46.
Jeez.
They were down 27-14 after Drew Brees, that plucky little QB, ran one in. He ran one in, which is somewhat rare.
Yeah. There'll never be another good quarterback the same size as Drew Brees.
Yeah. Robbie Gold.
Go ahead.
You're saying Drew is 6'1"? Is that what you have him at?
I'm saying him and Brock Purdy are literally the exact same body. But anyway, go ahead.
Robbie Gold, game winner. Niners win it 48-46. Number two. Same season. Last game of the year. You are on the road. At Seattle.
Oh, see, I thought this was going to be number one.
I'm going to put it in number two.
Okay.
Just because it's been a while now, and, you know, you get down to that spot. Fourth and goal from the five. Russell Wilson's got to make a play now. Field goal is not going to get it done.
Well, Dan Buns had other ideas.
He sure did. In his case, it was Dre Greenlaw with the tackle at about the one-foot line to stop Jacob Hollister. It goes down as a four-yard game.
I would not have got that name.
I wouldn't either.
Jacob Hollister.
Wilson to Hollister. They had gone from their own 27, Richard Sherman, Emmanuel Mosley in coverage. Seattle stuffed at the one-foot line. Niners win,
beautiful.
And they win the division.
Yep.
Number one.
Last but not least, we go back to January of 2022. 49ers on the road, kind of. At SoFi, another SoFi game.
Oh, good
and
point.
And they take down the Rams 27-24 in, you guessed it, overtime.
Jimmy Garoppolo with a great drive at the end of regulation.
It was crazy.
They were going to miss the playoffs entirely if they lost that game. Okay.
They got it done. So a couple of Ram games.
Love it.
Seattle, Vegas, and New Orleans, all on the road, incidentally.
Well, speaking of road games in the regular season, we're going to go back to the phones, but I'm already hearing whispers out in the public of the game against the Eagles in Philly a couple of years ago being left out. And some people are not pleased with that.
Yeah, that was more of just a good old-fashioned beatdown.
Yeah, but it was a big-ass game.
It was.
I mean,
but
it set them up for what they ended up achieving, which was home field advantage, which sent them to the Super Bowl.
And it also broke Philadelphia.
That's what I mean.
That's what you said going in.
And they were two games up on the Niners going into that game.
Right. And I guess I kind of skewed my list toward close, dramatic finish type ball games, because that game against Philadelphia, that wasn't that close. They went there and they put it on Philadelphia,
42-13?
Right.
I think. Yeah.
So I was looking more at dramatic And
you skewed your list toward Jimmy Garoppolo is what you did.
I just was thinking about
left
all
out
of
Brock
like
Purdy.
The See close ya. Games, like the nail biters. Brock was there in the game that you were at in Vegas.
Correct.
That was
That's
a Brock
true.
Purdy game.
I will say that if you wanted
Brock Purdy.
The drama of the game in Philly versus the one that you pin for me there in Vegas, that Vegas game, pretty much things were kind of wrapped up for the Niners already. Vegas was eliminated. The Niners were in good shape. It was awesome. It was a ton of fun.
New Year's Day.
I think there was a lot more on the line in Philly than there was, but I get what you're saying. You're talking close games.
Yeah, and I was thinking about the drama because I'm just looking at that Philly game. They Niners were down 6-0 after the first quarter, and then they scored
42 unanswered points.
20, and not quite all unanswered, but they were up 35-13 early in the fourth after Juwan had a house call, and that thing was put to sleep.
Debo went absolutely crazy in that football game.
Four catches for 116 and two touchdowns.
And how many runs? Didn't he have some runs?
Three for 22, and he scored.
Yep.
So three touchdowns.
Three tutties.
I mean, just four catches for 116.
That's efficient.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Morgan Hill. Hi, Morgan. What you doing?
Hi, guys. All right. Yeah, I mean, God, the joy after that game last night, I mean, you got to love sports. I mean,
giving
so many people joy in the Bay Area. But, hey, I wanted to comment on two things that hopefully you guys can address both of them. One, yes, the high of the Collins hand of God punch-out fumble was, like, in 5 seconds I came to realize, uh-oh, we're going to have to give the ball back because I knew that we were going to run the ball three times. And so Kyle Shanahan has seemed to become less risk averse. But I was wondering what you guys thought about, the fact that after getting the momentum of that fumble that we didn't just go to win the game and get a first down there. But anyhow, so that's one. Hopefully you guys can remember to address that. And then two, everybody's talking about, Mac Jones, potential quarterback controversy. I think there's no controversy, obviously, yet. But it made me think back to the Jim Harbaugh era when Alex Smith was actually playing really well under Jim Harbaugh. And then he hurt himself, I forget the injury. And then Kaepernick came in and played great as well. And Harbaugh decided to stay with Kaepernick. And that was kind of a polarizing situation there. And I don't know if you guys can recall how you guys felt about that at that time. And I'll take your guys' comments off the air.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Morgan, thanks. The last one first. I was pulling, like, I liked both players. I was pulling for Kaepernick just because he was more dynamic. He brought a different element to the offense that we had not seen before. And I think the decision proved to be right, even though it didn't end up sustaining through the years for the 49ers. But Kaepernick was incredible, and he rolled the Niners through the playoffs, and they ended up in the Super Bowl, and Beyonce, and all of these things happened. So I was kind of leaning toward Kaepernick, even though I liked Alex Smith. I thought he got kind of a raw deal. His name came up earlier or last week when we were talking about the whole Trevor Lawrence thing, because he kind of had a similar situation where it was like, we'll give you a new coach every single year and not a lot around you. And then as soon as it got good, here comes Kaepernick. But these situations are super different because Jim Harbaugh's regime drafted Kaepernick.
Yep.
They inherited Alex Smith. They also drafted him in the second round. Like, this is a real resource that they had drafted for itself. Very different than signing a backup quarterback to come in and back up somebody who you have made a multi-bajillionaire who has also already had playoff success for your franchise.
Exactly. And that was, a controversy just because the old adage of you can't lose your job due to injury. You can.
Yes, you can.
And you do, and you did, and you will. And so just glancing back at it, he gets concussed against the Rams in a game they tied. He goes 6-2-1 as a starter, and then Kaepernick comes in. He had only thrown 5 passes the previous year. So Kaepernick was second-year player, wildly unknown can this guy even do it? And he promptly took you to a 5-2 record, and, off you went to the Super Bowl from there. And so I do think it's more like what you're saying, where Harbaugh, I don't think he would have taken Alex out, but once he had the opportunity, he was able to pop his guy right in
and
there.
And then you saw it. He came in and looked so good. And then Morgan wanted us to also address, and I'm glad you brought this up, Morgan, because we haven't talked about it at length, But the idea of, okay, you get the fumble from Kyren Williams. There's a minute to go on the clock. The Rams have all their timeouts. You're at your own one-yard line. How aggressive do you get? Kyle has addressed this also, and so I can also pass along what he said with regard to why he ran the ball three times, even though I think we all damn well knew you weren't going to get a first down running the ball, especially on third down. It's third and eight. I know a lot of people wanted right there for Kyle to go for what was called the kill shot, because if you get a first down, the game's over. You need 8 yards. But you're inside your own five. You have a quarterback whose leg is severely compromised. Just 2 weeks ago, you gave up a safety in the end zone with a holding call. And you know that if you leave the Rams even one time out, once they get the ball on a short field, that one time out is going to allow them the luxury of being more aggressive and throwing the ball deep down the field, maybe trying for a touchdown to win the game. So all I can tell is I can say that in the moment I was kind of like, I wonder what Kyle's going to do. And the fan in me wanted, obviously, it's like, get a first down and end this thing. But he didn't do it, and I immediately understood the importance of making sure the Rams did not end up with a timeout left coming out of that drive. I just think that the risk-reward was probably too great. A lot can go wrong if you snap that ball and drop Limpy Mac Jones back into the end zone on third down.
Like you're saying, we saw it against Jacksonville where Dominic Pooney committed a penalty, which happened at the two, and then it happened again in the end zone. So you and I were talking about it before. Like, you could have called the hold, the first hold at the two, but they waited for the second hold in the end zone. That's a safety. That's not good. You didn't want that spot. And the first play, you're going to sneak it because you're probably inside the one. So you sneak it. Second down, you're going to run it, of course. And then I think that if you would have been, let's just say you sneak it, you get one, and then McCaffrey's able to get five. So now it's third and four.
Now it's different.
Third and four at your own six or seven. Now you're in a spot where maybe you can think about a safe pass, a swing pass, something that might get you first. You went 1 yard, 0 yards. Now it's third and eight or nine
you're
from your two.
Right up. Yeah, you're at the 1.5 yard line.
So I thought that it was the smart thing to do. I actually was even saying that. Maybe you take a safety there.
Well, I thought of that too. And then don't forget this. Here's the other thing. Even if you run the ball and all you get is a yard or two, that's a key yard or two for your punter.
Yep.
If you drop back and throw it incomplete and you're just outside the 1 yard line, now Morstead has that condensed space and
good
you
point.
Can get a blocked punt or all of the things that could go wrong. So, look, same as a lot of you. I'm a fan. I'm like, let's end the game. Let's get out of here. But when he didn't do it, I fully understood it. You got to make sure the Rams don't end up with any timeouts there. So anyway, that's kind of my thought on that. Ali in San Ramon is next up. Hey, Ali, what's happening?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
Happy Friday, good Friday. I just had two quick things. First, a comment. I think Shanahan should be considered at least through five games as Coach of the Year. How about this stat? The Niners represent 11.25% of cap dollars on IR in the NFL, the most in the NFL.
Wow.
The Rams at 0.2%.
Yep.
How about that for some thought?
No,
so, I mean,
like,
that's
insane. You're spot on, Ali. Like, I kind of did the comp. I don't know. How would you feel as a Niner fan if the game were at Levi's last night? Stafford was out. Devontae Adams was out. Puka Nacua was out. Tutu Atwell was out. And now I'm blanking on my pass rusher's name here, number eight for the Rams.
Verse.
Jared Verse is out as well. How would you feel if all those guys were out and they came in and beat you?
Oh, I would stop watching for the next couple weeks.
There you go. Right? Right? And I can tell you, all my Rams fans, family, like, I texted them last night, and it kind of like Geno Smith, man. I wrote them, and they didn't write back, Ali.
I woke up at 5 a.m. to write them.
There you go. There you go. All right, Ali, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Kenny G in Mountain View. Hey, Kenny G, what are you doing?
Nothing, just sitting on the couch, enjoying Friday, listening to you guys. I was wanting to tell you this. I called not too long ago. My kid, Leon, quoted Rudy Tomjanovich during the Warriors-Houston series. And he kind of quoted you last night. I was taking him to RSM, and, you know, he wanted to watch the game. I was like, there's no way you're getting out of this. You got to go. And I was like, you don't want to watch this game anyway because it's going to be bad. And the phrase I used was the same one with the Warriors-Houston. I said, the deck is stacked against us, and big time. And from the back seat, he quoted you, Mark. He goes, well, they're allowed to win, right?
Yeah! That's my like, guy!
And I said, yeah. I said, they are allowed to win, but we'll see. And then I couldn't wait to get him out of RSM to watch the rest of that game on the phone.
That's
he's
awesome.
You know how they are when they're 11. They're listening to everything, man. He loves this show.
I love it.
Love it, man. They hear it all. Kenny, thank you for sharing that story. That's awesome. And congrats that you guys got to watch that thing together. That's the memories that get to be made. I absolutely love that. And I have checked the rule book since it did happen.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure no one reversed it. I looked it up, and the Niners were allowed to win last night, so that will stick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 8.5-point spread, and even though you're 8.5-point dogs, you could still go out there and play 4-plus quarters and be good enough, and they were able to execute in the hugest moments. And I'm looking at the Alfred Collins punch-out play,
man.
And you know it's first and goal from inside the 4, and you're thinking, ah, boy, well, you know, Mac, if he's done dry heaving and eating bananas, maybe they have a chance to, I don't know, go down and pull off a Macacola miracle, but Collins is double teamed. He splits the double team, and then I have it frozen over here. He's got his arm cocked.
Oh yeah.
And
no, he's ready to cause damage.
After he fights through 200-300 plus pound guys, he finally splits them. And he's able to worm over, doesn't quit in the play, and he is ready to punch. And punch he did.
And he did.
My God, what a play.
I can I run something by you?
Yeah.
I know you want to do when you do the miracle thing with Mac's name. A macacle.
That's what I went with.
What if we do the miracorkle? What about miracorkle?
I like it.
Does
less,
that work better? You do?
Yeah, just because I don't think a lot of people know that his name is McCorkle. Mm. Like, Mac is short for McCorkle.
It's short for McCorkle.
Yeah, which is, first of all, how many human beings are named McCorkle?
One.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can go with whatever you want.
It's kind of a miracorkle that his name is McCorkle.
It's kind of a macacle that we're even coming up with nicknames for this backup quarterback.
Do you believe in miracorkles?
I mean, kind of.
All right, that's enough of that.
Al Michaels seemed to kind of like it, although these guys think it was more of a fake laugh.
Yeah.
I thought it was genuine.
Well, he's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, good point.
All right, let's go to James in Burlingame. Hi, James. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
So just want to make a comment with regards to Mac Jones. And first and foremost, it was a great game last night. That was a struggle. They didn't have their starters, obviously, but then they eked it out. So that was a great game. I just want to make a comment that it's kind of hard to ignore what Mac Jones is doing right now. And I'm in full support of having Brock Purdy as our quarterback. And, you know, all he's getting, he deserves. But if you try to imagine that, say, if this year is Brock Purdy's contract year and you have this kind of situation that's going on, it's kind of hard to ignore that. If you have Mac Jones as your quarterback, that you're not going to be able to maintain, say, some winning attitude and winning games. So, just thinking that it's great on what he's doing. And I think it would be a controversy if Brock Purdy hasn't gotten that contract yet.
That's an interesting thought, I guess. James, thanks. Let's say like
if this was last year, and he wasn't eligible for a contract.
If Mac Jones was Brandon Allen, and Mac Jones went into Green Bay and started beating the Packers, would they have done the contract? I don't know. I still think yes, but you know, like again, there's so much nuance to it. There's so much circumstance to it.
Yeah,
and yeah. I'm really trying to fight. Because I'm so impressed with Mac Jones, I don't want to get into a conversation about what both of these guys don't do right, because they both do a lot of things right. Mac is in the most undersold thing that we're all talking about right now is the sample size. Like, you know what I mean? Here's one way to look at it. Back when Brock Purdy had won three games, because he won his first three games too.
Yep.
Were y'all ready to hand him the gig? We're like, oh yeah, that's it. Let's do this. That's our guy. No, you weren't. You weren't. Now, you didn't have any choice that year because your other two QBs were already hurt.
Yeah.
But I remember we were here. He had beaten the Dolphins. He had beaten the Bucks, and he had gotten hurt and then still beaten Seattle on a Thursday night. But nobody was like, we're going to the Super Bowl. We got our guy. You didn't do that because he was the last pick in the draft, and we were still going through the process of, do we believe this? Do we understand what's going on? So I don't know if there's a little draftism thing here, because now we're back to, oh, we've got a first-round draft pick, and he's got a little bit of a better arm. I don't know if that's what's going on here, but I ain't making any of these kinds of long-term decisions based on three games, which is why I think the whole concept here is nuts.
Yeah.
Because Brock Purdy has achieved a lot of things through a four-year period that are getting flicked right now by a lot of people.
And you can flick it if you want, but I personally wouldn't. I think that this is especially interesting because of the fact that it's Mac Jones, and Kyle Shanahan was reportedly smitten with Mac back when he was in Alabama. So to me, this is more of a thing just because of that, as opposed to last year when it was Brandon Allen. If Brock Purdy was still unable to have gotten the extension that he got this past offseason, if he was going to have to play out this year before you extended him and you had Mac Jones doing this, I do think it becomes a much bigger conversation just because of the Mac Jones part of it.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's impossible in moments. Here's where I'll try to meet people in the middle. It's impossible to not fall into hypotheticals in these types of situations. I get it. That's where our brain goes. All kinds of hypotheticals. You know what I mean? Like even next week, there's 1,000 hypotheticals sitting on the table right now with regard to the Niners against the Bucks.
Right.
There's 1,000 of them.
Well,
I don't even know how to answer them yet.
If Brock Purdy in 9 days is cleared to play and he's good to go, he's going to play. But there are some people who want to ride the hot hand. Yeah. And if he's not good to go in 9 days and he's not able to play until the week after and Mac goes out and wins again, now he's 4-0, I do think that those people who want to flick it off, those voices get louder.
Here's the hypothetical that I will give you that I'm actually concerned about. This is the hypothetical scenario I'm worried about for next week. Brock is not 100% yet, which I think most of us would immediately agree, well, then don't play. But Mac's even worse. Mac's less healthy than Brock, but Brock is still not fully healthy. All right, now what do you do? And does that mean Adrian Martinez? Maybe it does.
It might, yeah.
I don't know, but that's the one that concerns me. Because I do think where all of us agree is I don't really want Brock playing until Brock is really ready. We don't want to have him play and step back again. So I'd like him to fully be healthy. But what if Mac Jones is even less healthy? I don't want to just sacrifice. He's not a lamb. I don't want to send him out there so that we can snap his leg in half either.
Right.
But I also do not want Adrian Martinez quarterbacking games for the 49ers.
Well,
unless you have to.
And you may have to.
And you may have to.
Because if Adrian Martinez goes back on the practice squad, then he's gone. He can't come back up again.
Right.
So your Adrian Martinez window is going to close as soon as Brock Purdy's healthy, assuming that Mac is also healthy at the same time, which seems like a far-fetched idea that you'd have two healthy quarterbacks at the same time.
Sure, but does.
If you get to that spot and Adrian Martinez goes back to the practice squad, well, now you can't elevate him again. So, you know, if you're looking for Adrian Martinez, it may end up being a week from this Sunday.
And who the hell is it if it's not him,
right?
But it's not either of the other two? I don't know. 888-957-9570. Heavy D in Walnut Creek. Hey, Heavy D.
The overweight lover.
Used to listen to you all the time in high school, man. What's up?
What up, Heavy?
Oh, what's going on, you guys? Hey, I was just thinking about, Shanahan being a, cutting-edge coach and what you guys were talking about with those kind of last-minute plays and kind of trying to waste the clock, almost like the tush push, but in a different way, trying to waste time. What about a super triple reverse, just kind of almost a rugby style thing, just trying to kind of waste time in the backfield, not trying to lose a ton of yards, but, turn a 2-second run up the middle to a 10, 8-second you know, dilly-dally in the backfield. Just curious what you guys' thoughts are, maybe something like that coming into fruition since the tush push in some way.
Heavy D, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it would have worked if you weren't at your own two-yard line. Like, if you're at your own 20-yard line, you might be able to do a little bit of run around, waste some time kind of play. But
yeah,
when you're in the shadow of your own goal, that's risky. I did like the, was it like a double reverse flea flicker screen they ran?
Yeah, that
where
was.
Where they tossed it, they flipped it, they flipped it back, and they ended up just running the screen out of it.
Smack it up, flip it. And I actually think that that's what he meant to do. I know usually when we do that, when we see them do either flea flickers, that wasn't a technical flea flicker, but the reverse and then the toss back, we're expecting him to uncork it, to McCorkle it way down the field. If you look at the blocking scheme that was set up, that was the play.
That was the play.
Christie was very disappointed that he didn't huck the ball down the field. I'm like, hun, look where the blockers are. This is exactly what they meant to do. Plus, nobody was open down the field. She's like, no, you can't have that many trick stuff and then not. You got to pay that sucker off. You got to play. You let it fly. But it was a good play.
8 yards.
It was a good play. Yeah, only got 8 yards.
But you're right, because the blockers all kind of drift left.
Yeah.
They weren't like, it's a run play. We're run blocking. They just were kind of waiting for all that nonsense to play out. And then, okay, now we'll go downfield. Now we'll see what we can do here. McCaffrey gets 8.
I know what we can do here.
Tell me.
Grandy's Grades.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I can't think of a better time for Grandy's Grades than a Victory Friday.
Yeah.
And that's what we got right now. As always, we begin with the quarterback position. This is an easy one. Mac Jones, he was flawless, and he gets my first A-plus of the year, an A-plus for Mac Jones.
A-plus. Yeah, strong. I don't give A-pluses. I don't believe in them, but you're right. And I just gave him a straight-up A. He did everything. He almost threw a pick, but it doesn't count because they didn't catch it. Otherwise, he was spectacular.
Which one are you thinking of when you say he almost threw a pick?
Oh,
I don't even remember one that looked like it was going
to
get picked.
Here. It was late in the game. And, I mean, it wasn't straight to the guy, but it was one where they got hands on it. Was it in overtime? Pressured and hit. Good block there. Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. I'll find it.
Anyway, yeah, I'll give him an A2.
Oh, it was right before the 59-yard field goal.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'm 3-10.
Right. Yeah,
whatever.
I just, like, I'm going to give him an A2. I don't know. Anything that you might have seen on the field that didn't look great, like, for instance, watching him crumble that time that he got sacked, and it was a very, very poor time to take a sack. Anything that you saw out there that you didn't like, to me, is totally overwhelmed by the toughness he displayed, by the moxie that he displayed. But there also wasn't really a whole lot to not like. He was accurate. He made wonderful decisions. He moved the team. It wasn't, dynamic. Certainly not in the second half. But I don't know how you can't come away inspired by Mac Jones last night.
Yeah, toughness. He definitely seems to be underrated, toughness. Up next is skill positions, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. This group was also really good once again. Not a very successful day on the ground, maybe a little bit more so in the first half, not as much in the second half, but McCaffrey, I mean, he was awesome again in this one. Kendrick Bourne off the street for a career-high 142 yards. Jake Tonge just with another touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson, a few big catches. They were very, very good in this one. I gave the skill positions an A for their performance.
I am going to go A- for one annoying little reason. One tiny, teeny, tiny reason. I share everything that you just said. I loved almost everything about it. DeMarcus Robinson, underrated. I really think he's going to have an impact with the Niners throughout the entire year. And Kendrick Bourne was dynamic. But we get an A-. Because once again, Granny, how many points did he get in your fantasy league?
27.
Should have had 28.5.
One drop.
Dude, squeeze the orange.
One drop, yeah.
But we're coming off of a 3-drop, and you had another drop, and it was a big one at the time.
3rd and 5.
Squeeze the orange. Great, great game. But squeeze the orange. A-.
One drop is not going to take me from an A to an A-. I give them an A. And, you know, McCaffrey made some big plays, even though they can't really run it. Tonjes again in the end zone. I'm glad you said that about Brian Robinson. I'm sorry, DeMarcus Robinson, because he had a huge block in overtime on a CMC play. And that, to me, counts for the skill guys. He was able to get Christian down the right sideline, set him up for a field goal. They get an A for me, Grandy.
All right, up next is the offensive line. I thought this was one of their better performances of the year, going up against the best defensive line maybe in the entire NFL, certainly that they've faced so far this year. Not a lot of running room in the second half, and in the second half, Mac was pressured often and very quickly. I think the only one sack by the Rams was more to do with Shanahan and the game plan as opposed to the offensive line, but still, they held up much better than expected. They got a B-plus for what they did yesterday.
I give them a B-. A couple of penalties. You had some illegal procedure, a couple of false starts. McKivitz with a hold, and they still can't really run it. And poor Mac Jones was absolutely beleaguered. There were a couple where Trent just straight up missed on Verse. Verse got him with a little wiggle move, and Trent's like, sorry, Mac, it's coming. B minus might be too harsh, but that's what I went with.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with B plus along with you, Grandy. I thought Trent Williams played pretty well last night. And here's the bottom line. I look at Mora as a collective. They have got an immobile quarterback who became even more immobile as the game wore on because of his leg, and they allowed one sack. That's impressive. They can't get an A because we still can't run the ball. But the bottom line is they kept Mac upright enough in a really tough situation against a great defensive line. I go B plus.
Let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. The front seven, the down linemen, and the linebacking group. This was a group that I think got outplayed for the most part in this game. Kyren Williams averaged 4.5 per carry. The Rams as a team averaged 5 per carry. And there was not a lot of pressure on Matthew Stafford other than that one sack by Huff very early in the game. They didn't really impact Stafford the rest of the way. But maybe the biggest play of the game, Alfred Collins punching the ball free and recovering it. That takes this from an okay grade to a good grade. Front seven gets a B, and carrying the heavyweight is that one play by Alfred Collins.
Yeah, and I'm going to move it up to a B-plus just because I'm going to give that group, and I know it was a whole team thing, but I'm going to give them credit for the play that won them the game. On 4th and 1, they get a run play, and they were there to make the play and stuff them and pull the unlikely victory out. So I share that with you, but I don't really downgrade them for the difficult pass rush because they are so hampered. It's not even just Bosa anymore. Kalia Davis goes out in the game. The injuries are killing them right now, and they somehow, some way, are still making enough plays. They need reinforcements, but I'm giving them a B for the effort last night.
And I notch them down to a B minus because of a lot of the things you guys are saying. There was literally no pass rush unless they blitzed. You had four guys who were just kind of loitering. It's like teenagers at a 7-Eleven on a Friday night. You don't really have anywhere to go, so you're just four dudes hanging out. And you know, the run game for the Rams was not that potent, but by and large, you got to help your secondary with a little bit more heat on the QB. And the punch out play was gigantic, which moved it into B territory, but I give them a B minus.
Rest of the defense, the secondary, kind of similar to the front seven, honestly. They got beat often in the second half. Devontae, Puka, Tutu Atwell got behind him a few times. A great pass breakup by Demo in the fourth quarter. That might have been an overtime against Tutu Atwell. Whenever it was late in the game, and
yep,
it was a big
OT
moment. Dibs, you pointed out the Chase Lucas play on that 4th and 1 before Demo and Siegel came in there to close it off. I thought that this was much like the front seven, a group that was outplayed for the majority of this game, but when it mattered most, they came through. They also got a B from me.
Yeah, still can't get an interception. And you mentioned some of the big plays. Atwell goes for 38. Lenore with the pass breakup. Couple of holds for Demo as well. And there were some times where Siegel was getting picked on. By and large, they came through huge in the last play. Those were secondary members. I had them as a B-.
I'm going B because I keep looking at these situations and go, wait a minute, guys, what about the assignment? They're being asked to do more than is really possible. Upton Stout got pulled from this game. They do not have a pass rush to help them out, and they have a Hall of Fame receiver and a probable another Hall of Fame receiver with a Hall of Fame quarterback running around out there. This is not something that people can do. Like, that's not an assignment you can do. So the fact that they were able to make a couple plays here and there with a not doable assignment, I'm going to give you a B.
Fair enough. Up next is special teams. They go from an F last week to an A. Hey! This week, Eddie Pinheiro made four field goals, including a 59-yarder, a career high. I was shocked they even trotted him out there for that attempt. He was awesome in this one. There was one touchback, and then Sky Moore and Garendo. I'm scared You're every terrifying. Time they touch the ball on kickoff return. It was the unique knuckleball kick that the Rams do. Sky Moore could not for the life of him figure it out. So that's why it's not an A-plus for me, because of those issues.
I give him an A also, just because, give them their comparison piece, the Rams made all the special teams mistakes, and you see how it loses a game. Extra point block, field goal missed, and their knuckleball kick that came up short late that set up the 49ers with a really, really short field at the 40-yard line. So, yeah, A for the special teams.
Yeah, A-minus, and you highlighted the drawbacks, and that short kick was actually overtime, so the Niners were in great shape. And they also held on that punt when the Niners had to kick out of their own end zone. The Rams with a hold that backed them up. It's the Sky Moore-Garendo experience. Garendo fumbled, and he is fortunate that they ruled forward progress and they blew it dead, but great job by the special teams. They were huge, but I can't give them a straight A. They get a minus.
Fair enough. And last but not least is coaching. An amazing, amazing job coaching today. This would be an A+. It's just an A for me. A couple of things I was a little frustrated by. Third and one from near midfield. First play of the fourth quarter. They just run it with McCaffrey despite having no room on the ground all game long. They lose 3 yards on that play. That one seemed a little confusing to me. And then off the shadow of the goal line from the one, they hand it off to Kyle Juszczyk, and they lose a yard. Next play, Mac gets hurt, and they have to settle for a field goal. I thought we could have seen some more creativity there. Other than that, though, Shanahan was in his bag all game. We know what Salah does defensively. Coaching gets an A.
Yeah, an A, absolute A, and you mentioned all the high points, and I'm not so bothered by the play calls because you can't run it. So, you know what? Juszczyk, you give it a shot. See if we can sneak in with the fullback. It didn't work, but I thought it was a masterclass, and he did a lot, too, with his timeouts early in the game where they were clearly confused out there, and he burned them as opposed to taking penalties. Great job by the coaches.
Unbelievable A. How is this team 4-1?
Right.
That's it. A, how is this team 4-1?
It's a great question.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it. All right.
Grandy's grades.
Grandy's
all right.
Grades.
Not a C in the group, I don't think.
No. That's correct.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570. There's more of you who want to weigh in. One of you is a 5 p.m. hour Friday staple.
Okay.
And we have a pick to get to.
Oh, that's right. We got work to do here.
We got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
So I would stay right where you are. It's Willard and Dibbs.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be part of a
Dab Nation. This is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Hey, your pick stinks. It did. Last night, your pick stinks.
It stunk last night, no doubt. Got off Barton. The Rams are now 14-0. I thought, well, there goes that streak. 16-4, though.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the Islands, Dub Nation? Don't forget, tomorrow, big day, 95.7 The Game, tipping things off for Warriors preseason in style, Pier 39, noon to 4 broadcast with E-Dog and Guru with live appearances from all your favorites, Festus and Zaza and Kalena and Tim Roy as well. Plus, you can win tickets to the first preseason game, which is Sunday, October 5th. LeBron and the Lakers coming to town. I don't think you'll see LeBron or Luka. I don't think they're going to play basketball. They might watch the game. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You can win tickets to that game. So head on out to Pier 39 tomorrow for that. And then also, as we discuss all of this here on 95.7 The Game, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You know what you can count on?
What, Mark?
Dibs. Dibs, Chumbawamba.
Huh.
Chumbawamba.
Chuba Hubbard?
No.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Okay.
My favorite one-hit wonder of all time.
All right, I'm more of a Kajagoogoo guy.
You get knocked down.
Oh, okay.
But you get up again.
All right.
They're never going to keep you down.
No.
You got knocked down last night.
I did.
But then you get up again.
Yeah.
And they're never going to keep you down.
I hope not.
The Bills will welcome the New England Patriots in an AFC showdown Sunday night football, and the spread is reminiscent of what we saw just a night ago. It's big. It's even larger, in fact, than what we saw last night. The Bills, one of the last 4-0 teams out there in the league, they lay 8.5 against their in-division rival. Dibs?
In-division rival. It's interesting that you made that the tail end of the, laying it out there, because I do think that that is a big factor here. And you've got a Bills defense that has not been great, especially against the run. The Patriots don't run it very well. So how does that factor in here? I think that this is going to be a high-scoring affair. I'm impressed by Drake May here in the early going of his season and his career, but Buffalo is so, so potent and so deadly.
Oh, hi!
They're really tough to stop, that offense, but think about 8.5. 8.5 is a lot now. Spreads are hard. So, divisional game, Sunday night football, 8.5. I'm going to take those 8.5 and hope that New England doesn't get run off the field. I'm taking the Patriots and the points. Coo-hoo-sh.
Hey. I'm fading.
Lucas?
Huh?
Exactly. Haven't heard from you all day.
Hey, Dibs. I like your pick.
You do?
I do.
8.5 is a lot.
8.5's a lot.
Spreads are hard.
The Patriots are playing a little interesting football lately.
Yeah, they're not terrible.
No, not at all. Nope. Drake May's got a little thing going on.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep.
A lot of points there, Grandy.
Yeah, we've been at odds all week.
You on an island.
Out of principle, I'm fading.
All right, well.
Yeah.
The losses are coming, baby.
Lost one in a row.
Lost
this one in a row. This is the streak we've been waiting for.
80% on the year.
We're going streaking.
Yep.
Woohoo! Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I like your pick.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, look forward to that.
Yeah, Sunday night football. I'm so excited about Sunday. This is the most stress-free Sunday I can think of all time. I just like, we're just going to show up with our upset win already in our back pocket. This is just sloppy food day.
Yeah.
I'm like, kids, what do you want? You want, like, red zone? Hey, kids, it's Scott from Sunday. Like, and that's it. All day long, no stress. Don't need to go get a second TV.
Right.
We don't need to do any of that.
You do have a wake and take at...
That makes it even better.
And that, to me, is that's my pick of the week. Vikings.
Careful now.
That's my pick.
They are so banged up, too.
Sure.
I get it. Stay and play.
It's a stay and play.
And a rookie quarterback making his first ever start.
Right.
I get it. But Carson Wentz is in front of three injured offensive linemen.
Yep.
We'll see.
Six games in the 10 o'clock window, four in the afternoon. So kind of a nice little balance to your red zone.
Do we have a double Monday night again?
Monday night is just the Chiefs and the Jags.
Okay, just Chiefs and Jags.
Chiefs and
All
Jags,
right. All right.
Which that pick will be made Monday, and the pick is in.
Oh, it's already in.
Yeah.
What's that number?
3.5. Kansas City favorite on the road.
Ooh. We get them on home dog. We get them on home dog on Monday night.
Little home dog.
Oh, never load them dogs.
Bengals a home dog, too, getting 9.5 against Detroit.
The Bengals are a disaster.
Yeah. Anyhow.
I'd pick Detroit in the Survivor pool, but I have a pretty hard rule against road teams in Survivor. I try to avoid it if at all possible.
Yep.
So
Cardinals at home is a good Survivor pick against Tennessee.
I don't like it.
Tennessee's awful.
Trap game.
Stop it, Steiny. Trap game.
Cam Ward.
It's a trap.
Cam Ward, he said, we ass. And I think that's going to ignite the team.
Okay.
They don't want to be ass.
Tickets as low as $14 if you're in the area.
That's not Tennessee's fault. That's Arizona's fault. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Hey, great job, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, you brought it. You brought it. Everybody, the full board, the whole afternoon. 888-957-9570. How about let's go to Joe on the farm. Hi, Joe. Let's be quick. We only got a couple minutes left. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I can be perfectly quick here, but I just want to make one quick point. If all these people who are against Purdy and say he's not a good quarterback and Shanahan's a terrible coach, then you, sir, are an oxymoron. That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Atta babe, Joe. I totally agree. Gene in Oakland. Gene, I know it's not your thing, but we need you to be quick, my brother.
I'm at the dog park anyway.
I'm going to talk fast, okay? Quickly, hey, JK, your agent stinks. Secondly, Mark, hey, listen, a belated Shana Tova, man. Happy 5786. I'm not Jewish, but my wife is. So here's a true love story. Last night, I went to services instead of watching the game with her. So, but I thought we were going to lose. I was hoping we wouldn't lose by more than 7. So when I got back, I had it taped. I stayed up till midnight, watched the whole thing.
Look at you.
Now, here's my point. Yeah, here's my point. Mac Jones, I keep hearing he's a good backup. What I've seen of Mac Jones, to me, he's a damn good starting quarterback for most teams, all right? I'm not saying we should have a controversy at this point, but I feel so good about Mac that the absolute necessity is that we wait until Brock is 100%, has no pain at all. Because, you know, before we put him out there. And, you know, let's wait and see how it all plays out.
Yeah, okay? Gene, I get it. I will say he's been a starting quarterback in two different places. It didn't go well. I'd also wonder about Mac's health. That's my other thing. Like, I know you all want to protect Brock. That's great. But, Mac needs protection too, doesn't he?
Yeah, we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, we're in next week.
All right.
I got one more.
Oh, we do?
One more.
Okay.
Kurt.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In Hayward Hills. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, Willen and Dave's the two best sports boys in town. Hey, fellas, first of all, you know what I'm going to talk about real quick first? What did I tell you? Put 5 stars next to my name. I told you Kuminga is coming back. And sure enough, he didn't go nowhere. What did I say?
Well, let's talk again in February, but go ahead, Kurt.
All right, let's go move on to the game, Laz. I won an awesome game. And you know why we're 4-1? I'm going to tell you why we're 4-1. Defense. Defense wins games, and defense wins championship. Robert Sala, hats off to him. Hats off to Kyle Shanahan. He's a mastermind offensive coordinator. And as far as Brock Purdy, he's an elite quarterback, and there's no way you compare him with Jones. Jones is no way near as lead as Brock Purdy. That's the bottom line. Defense wins championships.
There's only one thing left to say.
Yeah,
Kurt,
yeah.
Those are some good takes.
Great takes.
I'd like you to send a message to Rams fans as they were leaving SoFi last night. What would you like to say to them?
Rams!
Hey, get out of here!
He yelled so loud, I think he broke his phone.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he had a toddler sleeping upstairs and he had to go Shasky. Get out of here! He's a little runt. Oh, great stuff, Kurt.
Grandy, what are you doing? What are you doing next?
The guys on the morning show had an emergency Baldy on a Victory Friday, so we're going to hear Baldy coming up next, break down the Niner win.
All right.
Emergency Baldy salacious.
Totally.
That's exciting. All right. That's coming up on the game, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Got a used book sale to go to.
Okay. What about Sunday?
I'm going to be chilling, watching ball.
I'll be on with everybody since there's no post game.
Look at you.
Okay. 5 to 8 Sunday night. Look forward to that. How about Monday? You want to do Monday?
Oh, Monday's going to be awesome.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Woo, I'm exhausted. Everybody go home and rest.
Have a week.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It is all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.